Audio Gravity, 15th of October 2009. First link today is Store Envy, spelt StoreEnvy.com, a social store community. Now, when I looked at this about 2 or 3 days back, the slogan was slightly different and really stood out to me, and that's why I put it down. But now I've come back to it and looked at it, they've actually changed it. Maybe they thought it was a little bit too aggressive or threatening, because I thought it was a little bit abstract when I read it before, but I just didn't mark down what it was. But I remember that it has changed. This is really nice, lightweight, fun site. It's been built around the whole idea of a sort of fun age group with disposable income who will buy bric-a-brac and t-shirts and handmade stuff and CDs and music, very much like in the style of Etsy, E-T-S-Y, but there's something about this that I really, really like, and I think it's because they've added that component of social shopping to it. They do offer free online stores as well, so you can do your own stuff. At the moment, there's around 3,000 products that are listed on there. There's 278 stores. What I really like is the lightweight, fluffy, Web2 style nature of it that goes through all of the sites. And I do like it when you sign up with something like this, when they go the extra mile and put the detail into the design of the email as well, even just for confirmation. It's just those little things, those little touches that make a difference. And I think it'll do well. I think it's launched at the right time. You know, we're sort of in this recession and people are looking for something unique. They're doing a lot of shopping online instead of going into malls and high streets and whatever. And to be able to get something custom one-off is quite a big deal. And to be able to also, from a seller's point of view, to be able to have a site that's simplistic to use, be able to upload stuff, be able to link up all your social sites where you're actually hanging out and the people that you already network with, I think it's great. Next link today is over on Clickset, CLIQSET.com/boxy, bringing real time to Boxy. Now, if you don't know what Boxy is, it's a downloadable application for Mac, Windows, and Linux, which is almost like a TV program that enables you to watch a lot of live stream content or pre-recorded archive content on the web using your TV or just even your laptop. And it's done in a sort of TV guide sort of way. What Clickset have done, they've actually brought in a real-time conversation module to Boxy. So as you're watching something on Boxy, maybe through Hulu or something like that, you can chat about it with your friends. So like if you're watching something, it was like, oh, that was quite interesting. You can actually talk about it there and then. A little bit of an introduction here, introducing Clickset for Boxy, an exciting new way to share and interact with your friends and the entire Boxy community while you're watching your favorite movies, television shows, and sporting events in real time. Clickset for Boxy lets you start a conversation with people about the show you're watching while you watch it right on your TV or anywhere else you're using Boxy. Through the power of Clickset, you can also stay in touch with your friends and other people you're following and what they're doing across the nearly 70 social networks and services we're integrated with. Very, very cool. Suggest you go and check that out today. It's also got a bit of API as well, so if you want to integrate that into something else that you're working on, which is real time, that could be quite nice too. Next link today is a heads up for a guy called John Rohan, who lives at dinnermint.org. Great name. I'm a front-end designer living in San Francisco, been coding HTML since he was 15, and I wanted to point out this particular blog entry that he's done on creating triangles in CSS, which I'd never even thought of before, but makes perfect sense in terms of making little, you know, speech bubbles and be able to apply those little triangles to the edge of speech bubbles and make it incredibly fast with no images. And he's got a great blog anyway, but I thought that I should give him extra props because he's done a really good job of explaining how to make these triangles in CSS. Next link today is over on TechCrunch. Twitter expands list beta testing, a great new feature. I've actually got access to the list feature, and I've started making lists myself of people that I like to follow, because I actually try and keep my ratio on Twitter 1-for-1. So if I'm being followed by 8,000, 9,000 people, I like to follow 8,000 to 9,000 people. Normally follow back the people who follow me. And the people who don't follow me, I tend to get rid of. And that's how I've gradually been moving that up, I think, recently, is by getting rid of a lot of people who don't follow what I'm into. So this is cool because you can actually break it down for, you know, like I was doing in TweetDeck, actually putting people into lists on TweetDeck, but now actually building it into Twitter, it makes it a lot more useful to be able to say, okay, social media people, media creators, you know, activists, eco, sustainability. It's fantastic for that. I suggest if you haven't got it yet on your account, I'm pretty sure that they're activating it for everybody soon anyway. Next link today is an add-on for Firefox if you are a Firefox browser user called Shareaholic. Shareaholic is the ultimate add-on for the link sharing addict. Can't even say it. If you use one or more sites like Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, LinkedIn to share, you'll love having Shareaholic by your site. Makes it sharing better online, better, faster, and easier. It's great. It's a great little service. There's not much really to tell you about. It supports a hell of a lot of stuff. And it's literally one or two clicks, and you can blog your stuff onto any of these places that they automatically share to. Finally, last link today, if you are thinking of doing a membership service bolted onto the side of your site, or maybe it's even a standalone site that you want to sell products and services, video, commentary, whatever, subhub.com. Subhub membership software, creating your own membership software has never been easier. Make it easy to build a membership site and charge for access to premium content. Additionally, you can make money from advertising, affiliates, or selling products and downloads. So if you're doing high definition video tutorials, screencasts, podcasts, you want to give away free advice about a particular subject, but you want to charge for the overall access to it, you know, literally a one-off payment maybe that you add more content to so that it keeps, you know, money coming in so that you can keep doing it, check it out. It's pretty awesome. It's got a whole bunch of people on there already. They've linked in the PayPal and also Google AdSense, and it's free upgrades to keep your site at the cutting edge as a member. That's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.